Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. Chat area is open and active. RoadWarriorRadio.chattango.com. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. If you're like me, we played the clip, James Corbett, YouTube clip, James Corbett on Learned Helplessness and Learned Optimism. That's from Corbett Report Extras, an excerpt from the BFP, the Boiling Frogs Post Roundtable on Why Are Americans So Apathetic? Couple of reasons. James speculates on conditioned learned helplessness, I would say, which I think is a real thing. That's part of the war on people. And it's the war that you don't know about. Sun Tzu, you know, as I said, when I talked about this yesterday, all warfare is based on deception. You mean you don't know? Then that age-old adage adhered to by esoteric Machiavellian ne'er-do-wells, know thyself, know thy enemy, 1,000 battles, 1,000 victories, that's a Sun Tzu strategy. But the point of this conditioning is perhaps best summarized in Sun Tzu's strategic intimation, the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. So that's what's happening, conditioned learned helplessness. And fighting the effects of that, again, I think 2 Timothy chapters 2 through 4 are very instructive among other places. But if you're like me, one of the biggest frustrations, sure, you know, people, we all misbehave from time to time. It's difficult to talk us down from the ledge, so to speak. I think all of us from time to time, it's difficult to behave in a decent, respectable, balanced manner all the time, especially as things get stranger and stranger in this society. But again, Paul writes about that. Beginning in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, Paul writes, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, what? Charge you what? Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. In season, when things are ripe, conditions are ripe, and out of season, when things are green and difficult. Not ripe. And to me, the mental concept there is in season that preaching bears fruit. Out of season, maybe it takes a little while to ripen. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come. Aha, another will. Kind of like he opens chapter 3, but realize this, in the last days, difficult times will come. In similar fashion, he opens chapter 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. It's interesting to me, teachers in accordance to their own desires. Interesting, you know, there are these prosperity gospel people, and there is this massive self-help contingent that has grown up into a cottage industry, or even more than a cottage industry. And people read book after book after book, only to be continually frustrated. And It sounds exactly what Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these. but more specifically, verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is referring to the folks in verse 6, but always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth that these self-help books are not, why are you subscribing to the same mantra when it's not bearing the fruit or the results that it proclaims to bear? Oh, well, it must be my fault. I didn't follow the tips, tricks, and techniques closely enough. I didn't adhere closely enough to them. Or maybe we need to look elsewhere. So the time will come, Paul says, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. It is, I mean, is it me or is it astonishing how how susceptible folks are to myths these days? I mean, just look at what happens with food. Yesterday, it was great to drink a glass of wine before bed. Oh, then suddenly it's bad. Now maybe it's good again. Just as an example, and obviously there's more to that story, I would say glyphosate is anything that's sprayed on the vineyards perhaps has something to do with that conversation as much or more than anything. But the point is, the Madison Avenue types, in conjunction with the government and these think tank studies, they're all agenda driven. There's nothing that comes out of these places that isn't entirely agenda driven. And anytime you hear the word science mentioned at the forefront of the discussion, you can bet that it's pseudoscience. It's not real science. It's torturing the data long enough that it speaks or sings whatever tune you want it to sing. Lies, damn lies, and statistics, as Mark Twain attributed to Benjamin Disraeli. So there are myths all around us. The myth, for example, that anyone serving in the military that is embroiled in the conflict in the Middle East is doing anything remotely related to freedom and democracy. That is an utter myth, laughable. And it's sad to see that perpetuated. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And so I come back full circle. That's the call. That's what we should be doing. And if there is a learned help or a learned optimism to be gleaned and to kind of recondition ourselves with in contravention to this conditioned learned helplessness that we are plagued by in this society, I would submit to you that it is that Paul writes to Timothy about. And speaking of the Bible, a little segue, yesterday I was asked, what do you think of Dennis Prager? And my response was, I think he's CNP. Isn't he? If he's not, he should be, because he certainly seems to run tightly within CNP circles. If nothing else, his arguably esoteric as above, so below logo hints to me at where his loyalties lie. The reply to me was, what's CNP? Therefore, let me return and revisit the CNP, or Council for National Policy, briefly, because I know it's come up in discussion before, and then we'll move on. There are a lot of other things that are important to discuss. So the Council for National Policy, one of the best primers on the subject of the Council for National Policy, you'll find At the Call to Discernment blog, specifically the post entitled Salem Communications, the CNP, and the NWO, Salem Communications Deluding Christians for Profit, which gets right back to exactly, I think, one of the points that Paul was making, speaking of those folks that will not endure sound doctrine but will gather to themselves teachers that will tickle their ears. So this article offers an insightful look at the CNP and mentions Dennis Prager in conjunction. So from that, quickly, a few points, and the article or the post excerpts a number of other posts and articles, half dozen or so, seven I think in total. But the article reads, years ago when SRN News started replacing other news networks on Christian radio stations, I sensed something was not right. Salem recently, and this article was published back in 2013, so as of the publishing of this article, Salem recently bought out Bob Jones University's big FM station in Greenville, South Carolina. They seem to be buying up stations right and left. Their news is just the same government propaganda as other mass media, but with a Christian neocon slant, or so-called Christian, because Christian neocon is an oxymoron, isn't it? It's a contradiction in terms. With a Christian neocon slant. And it's interesting. You know, speaking of that, the word Christian, I always sort of, I have misgivings about that term, because it is, I think more often than not, what we hear When we hear the word Christian, what is referred to as more counterfeit than authentic. And I think it's interesting, speaking of the passage that I read, some of the provocative concepts that stand out to me are the fact that Paul writes in chapter 3, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be what? Perfect, celebrated, heralded. He's a paragon of virtue, a model for society. No. So that the man of God may be adequate. God is no respecter of persons. And so, you know, this term Christian seems to be thrown about as a way to talk oneself up sometimes. And Paul also mentions in chapter 2, verse 24, the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome. Not Christians, the Lord's bondservant. What is a bondservant? It's a particular mental image, I think. But I digress. So, SRN News is just the same government propaganda as other mass media, but with a Christian, so-called Christian neocon slant. In fact, the entire Salem organization seems to be a shill for the Republican religious right. Religious, in this case, is a pejorative, obviously. The way that James puts it in James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, not a pejorative. This is a deep subject fit for an investigative journalist. If you start investigating, you will find the many players in Salem are all recognized neocons of the Republican Party and members of the Council for National Policy. And if you start digging into the CNP, you will find a huge list of conservatives and those in alternative media. What business do Christians or so-called, see all of these terms, conservative, Christian, etc., alternative media, they all are getting bent into this agenda. All things are folding into this New World Religion agenda. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Alice Bailey, the externalization of the hierarchy. What business do Christians and conservatives, again, so-called, have in a super secret organization that has more in common with the Council on Foreign Relations than following Christ? While the stated goals of Salem seem good, the ultimate goals seem more in line with deceiving Christians into the New World Order, where fundamental Christianity is unwelcome. That's well put. They push Christian rock music, an oxymoron, if there ever was one. In April, again, this was published in 2013. In April, Rick Warren joins them in another attempt to transform Christianity into a political movement. And I've mentioned this in the past, how Rick Warren speaks at CFR events, like, I mean, for decades now, you know, the nexus between religion and globalization. Doesn't even talk about Christianity, just the nexus between religion and globalization. That was a bizarre talk he gave at a symposium 10 or 12 years ago now. And for what purpose? Very bizarre. But continuing, look what an abject failure Jerry Falwell's moral majority was. Christ said his kingdom is not of this world. That is a point that is oft forgotten, is it not? Salem is doing all this as a profit-making organization. And then this kind of doubles back to the Reese Committee and the nonprofit engine, and perhaps Gary Allen's Rockefeller File, Chapter 4, Profit times Philanthropy equals Power. I believe much of the opposition to the NWO in conservative and alternative media is not real but controlled, absolutely, in FBI, COINTELPRO fashion. And with that control, the Illuminati's goal advances forward. Below are some excerpts I gathered. Some of the links contain much more information. Stephen. So perhaps just the first two entries that kind of clarify and mention Dennis Prager in particular. Salem Communications is a U.S. radio broadcaster, internet content provider, a news network, and magazine and book publisher specializing in evangelical Christian and conservative political talk radio, so-called. I would add parenthetically. It owns, at the time of this article, 99 commercial radio stations, 65 of which are in the top 25 markets. Salem is the fifth largest U.S. radio station owner after Clear Channel, Cumulus, CBS Radio, and Entercom. Hard to imagine there isn't something nefarious at work behind the scenes. That's the case. The company focuses on acquiring radio stations with powerful transmitters, unlike most Christian broadcasters who tend to purchase many low-power translators. Salem owns more AM and FM stations. Salem owns more AM than FM stations and covers one-third of the U.S. population. Salem Communications was founded by Stuart Epperson and Ed Atzinger III, and unlike many Christian broadcasters, is a for-profit corporation. Where is the Dennis Prager connection? Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. This may seem like a tangent. There's all kinds of good stuff to point to, including the link from yesterday's exchanges in the chat area, roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. The link that mentioned, well, this is part of a longer subject, but it's the article is Steve Outram, Silicon Valley Secret Weapon, the Shadow History of Burners, Part 7, Social Engineering on the Electronic Frontier, number 261. That's the final installment of a 16-month-long, 7-part series in which Yann Ervin of Gnostic Media interviews tech savant and entrepreneur turned shadow historian Steve Outram. And that, by the way, was, as I said, one of the links in yesterday's Road Warrior Radio chat area as part of that interesting and lively discussion, ever interesting and lively discussion at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. So There's all kinds of, and that dovetails with what I'm talking about now. Believe it or not, it all fits together. I'm thinking in the break, you know, the history of the swastika and the way that folks are all folded in now. The swastika being flipped from that that old Hindu symbol. It's part of what Alice Bailey referred to, and I'll try to touch on that during this broadcast as well, in the externalization of the hierarchy. And it may all seem kind of strange and disparate content, but I assure you it's not. So again, back to the CNP. By way of Salem Communications, the article again from calltodiscernment.blogspot.com, published back in 2013, the title of the article, Salem Communications, the CNP and the NWO, Salem Communications Deluding Christians for Profit. So picking up, Salem Communications was founded by Stuart Epperson and Edward Atzinger III, and unlike many Christian broadcasters, is a for-profit corporation. Also, unlike their nonprofit counterparts, Salem stations transmit high-powered signals in commercial radio bands. The founders of Salem Communications support various religious causes. Epperson was, back in 2013, recently reported in Time magazine as one of the 25 most influential evangelicals in America. And again, as I have said over and over in this piece, we need to define terms, I would say, so-called, in these terms like conservative, Christian, evangelical, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In 2004, he co-chaired Americans of Faith, a religious-based Republican electoral campaign. Both founders have served on the Council for National
Policy.
I've
never seen anything like this. This isn't just that describe it as Orwellian.
We're getting ahead of ourselves there.
Straight out of Orwell's 1984. If you recall that book, which everyone should reread.
Getting ahead of ourselves a little bit there. Anyway, we'll come back. Conclude this piece, the Council for National Policy and Dennis Prager Connection. And move on when we come back. Stick around, more after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. And I'm going to try to wrap this all up real quick. Again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So the CNP and Dennis Prager, I was asked yesterday, what do I think of Dennis Prager? I said, in essence, I think he's CNP. If he's not, he should be, because he runs in CNP circles tightly, I would say. And again, that what I would call esoteric, as above, so below logo sort of hints to me about all of that. And there's always that aspect of plausible deniability. So back to the article from which I was reading, one of the best primers on the CNP, Salem Communications, and in conjunction with Dennis Prager. Again, the article from calltodiscernment.blogspot.com, published back in 2013, titled Salem Communications, the CNP and the NWO, Salem Communications Deluding Christians for Profit. So continuing, both founders, Stuart Epperson and Edward Atzinger III, that is, both founders have served on the Council for National Policy, founders of Salem Communications, that is. They gave $100,000 to the Bush presidential reelection campaign and $700,000 to the 2000 California Defense of Marriage Act, Prop 22, ballot measure. On-air personalities include Bill Bennett, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Michael Medved, Hugh Hewitt, and Cal Thomas. Now, this is hardly this is more conjectural than anything. Some would consider it circumstantial. But still, this is a connection nonetheless. And like I said, Dennis Prager seems to run in CNP circles. If you investigate for yourself, feel free to let me know if you feel otherwise. And again, all of this, I think, is predicated on Thomas Jefferson's admonition from the preamble of the Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge. But continuing, today Salem is the second fastest growing radio chain in the nation. The left, and again, so-called, which for years, you know, the left in FBI COINTELPRO fashion, which for years dismissed evangelical activists as out-of-touch zealots, has nothing on the radio dial even close to Salem's reach and influence. NPR? Air America is broadcast on 70 stations and owns none. Salem owns 103 stations in the nation's largest markets and broadcasts to more than 1,900 affiliates. It owns radio stations in New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, and Atlanta. In fact, it doesn't own just one. It doesn't own just one station in those markets. It owns two, sometimes more. In Los Angeles, it owns four. In Honolulu, it owns seven. It also owns 62 websites and a magazine publishing division. In a move that mirrors the Republican Party's objectives, Atzinger and Epperson have recently expanded Salem's stable of Christian talk show hosts, James Dobson, Randall Terry, Janet Parshall, to include conservative Jews like Prager and Michael Medved. The company is a leading outlet for Christian rock, again an oxymoron, one of the music industry's fastest growing segments, and is chasing after Black and Latino listeners. And it's interesting, just as a brief aside, Christian rock, which again is an oxymoron, the more you kind of chase out the roots of that, the songs and often the artists or groups, you're disappointed, to say the least, I would say. But perhaps not surprised, knowing that the words in 1 John 5:19 are certainly apropos at this point. We know that we are of God and that the whole world is in the power of the evil one. Continuing, ideological origins of the CNP. Aha, now we're getting somewhere. Evangelicals need to clearly understand that the ideological origins of the CNP are not to be found in the theology of old-line evangelical Christianity, but in the gloom and shadows which spin and whirl around belief in the Illuminist conspiracy and in the reactionary fascist, racist, and anti-Semitic circles of the political right. This is why I mentioned this sort of counter contingent to the rush to the global new global order, new world order, new global religion, etc., that the CNP represents. It's just another side of the same conflict, the same Hegelian dialectical conflict, which again gets back to those arms. That's why I was thinking in the break, as I mentioned previously, the swastika flipped from the old Hindu symbol to the Nazi symbol. It's not the Aryan race so much as the ascended masters that Alice Bailey is credited for writing. She didn't write the book, and that's I'll touch on that in a minute. But these ascended masters, it's a demonic conspiracy is really what it is, I guess, in simple terms. And those arms on the swastika as they swirl are sort of like catchers, turnstiles or catchers. They catch people and everyone's being drawn in, funneled into that and kind of remade into this single order and single concept. This correlates to pretty much everything that I've talked about on this broadcast in recent weeks. The conversations that Lark and I have had, for example, about communitarianism and the way that the communitarian contingent is fighting hardcore. It was in the Obama administration with the Council on Extremism and so forth, combating extremist behavior, et cetera. It was violent extremism for a while. Now it's just extremism. Well, what represents extremism? Well, beliefs that are not in keeping with those of the communitarians. Well, what's communitarianism? It's just that squishy, fluid concept of whatever we believe. And really, it's just pushing everyone, hurting everyone back to the old Babylonian mystery religion. That's all. But again, I digress. So, speaking of Salem Communications, the company is a leading outlet for so-called Christian rock, one of the music industry's fastest growing segments, and is chasing after Black and Latino listeners. Ideological origins, evangelicals need to clearly understand that the ideological origins of the CMP are not to be found in the theology of old line evangelical Christianity, but in the gloom and shadows which spin and whir around belief in the Illuminist conspiracy and in the reactionary, fascist, racist, and anti-Semitic circles of the political right. And when we talk anti-Semitic, again, we have to define terms back in Genesis chapter 10 in particular, because the Shemites are not the descendants of Ashkenaz. The Ashkenazi are not the descendants of Shem, and neither are the dwellers of Sepharad, the Sephardim, so to speak, folks that come from Sepharad, which is a region mentioned in the book of Obadiah. So we need to define terms there. So quickly, Tim LaHaye founded the Council for National Policy, and Kenneth Cribb is the current president. The CNP, again, this was in 2013. CNP is a conservative organization for social conservative activists, described by the New York Times as a, quote, little-known group of a few hundred of the most powerful conservatives in the country, end quote. The organization is perhaps the most powerful among the ranks of the Christian right, again, so-called. Members include the likes of James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Tony Perkins, Phyllis Schlafly, and Edwin Fuller Jr. What makes this group particularly dangerous is that they support theocracy and dominionism as national policy. That's a great point. They're also incredibly secretive, and that's scary. For many people on the left, it is hard to swallow, and this whole left-right nonsense is, again, a counterfeit, but that notwithstanding, for many people on the left, it is hard to swallow the idea that the CNP has ties to the eugenics movement. After all, CNP participants such as James Dobson, Tim LaHaye, and Alan Keyes are considered to be stalwart pro-lifers. George W. Bush even put in an appearance at a secret meeting of the CNP in 2000, promising to nominate only pro-life judges. There is a body of evidence, however, that suggests that all the pro-life rhetoric and pro-life participants may be mere window dressing to hide the sinister goal of creating a master race. Again, this goes right back to Alice Bailey's work, which I was going to get to. We're running out of time. The CNP alternative, quote-unquote, media and controlled opposition. Since 1981, the CNP has been meeting in secret three times a year to set the agenda for the conservative and evangelical movements in the U.S. Its meetings are held in undisclosed locations and are off-limits to the general public and apparently to the media as well. Because of the CNP's secretive nature, some, including members of the CNP itself, have compared it to the slightly less secretive but more powerful Council on Foreign Relations, and I would add Trilateral Commission. The CNP is often viewed as the right-wing's version of the Eastern liberal establishment's CFR, though when looking through the group's roster, it doesn't take long to find many names which are or were also members of the CFR. Imagine that. The CNP also has members and former members who frequently appear on patriot-oriented radio shows and alternative media outlets like Paul Craig Roberts and Dr. Stan Monteith. With individuals and groups who have links to the Council for National Policy supporting Paul's campaign, it appears as if we're seeing more smoke and mirrors and phony opposition to the New World Order agenda. Again, It's just catchers on that machine that's gathering everyone into the center, or this you know, the ecumenical movement, et cetera, et cetera. But again, that all goes back to Alice Bailey, in particular the externalization of the hierarchy, book attributed to Alice Bailey. So let's go to the phones real quick and grab Rick in Nevada. Rick, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you. Did you say that Etzinger was a fellow traveler of Bill Bennett?
Yes. Yeah, the Bennett is one of the on-air personalities of Salem Communications, so that was the connection there.
So just to be clear, that's William John Bennett, former Secretary of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all I need to know about Etzinger is that he is a fellow traveler of a MK Ultra sex trade and sex slave trade participant like William John Bennett. Mm-hmm. And I like to use full names as though they were on the dock on trial for their crimes.
Yeah. Not a bad practice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope you get into creeps like General Michael Aquino, the member of the Order of the Garter and founder of the Temple of Set, and neck deep in MK Ultra, and probably not just sex trafficking of children, but of human sacrifice of children.
Well, you know,
can't nail him down because he has so many people with their hands tied with the dirt that he has on them. He locks up things so that he can't be brought to justice. It's incredibly evil.
Right, and it's essentially what some might call a mafia tactic. You know, they all have dirt on each other, so they, you know, no one's going to out anyone. What you're talking about, and I'm not, you know, I think it's a great practice to use full names as an indictment. I'm not trying to besmirch anyone per se, but these crimes do need to be exposed. And I mentioned earlier one of the links that was in yesterday's chat area, Road Warrior Radio chat area, was the Gnostic Media interview by Jan Ervin of Steve Outram titled Silicon Valley's Secret Weapon. This was published August 25th. But Silicon Valley's Secret Weapon, The Shadow History of Burners, Part 7, Social Engineering on the Electronic Frontier, number 267. And again, this is Part 7 in a 16-month long series. And it's a five-hour interview. And I'm always skeptical of those kinds of things as sort of a means of overwhelming and exhausting people, again, kind of correlating to that learned helplessness conditioning. But there's so much information that it's hard to imagine it wouldn't take hours. Might be shorter than five, but it's hours worth of information. And it correlates to what you're talking about, the how the Burning Man Festival is essentially hardwired to Silicon Valley and technology innovation, the military intelligence complex, I think is the way Steve Outram puts it, and this concept of human sacrifice, child sacrifice, and all kinds of other abuse of people, getting to your point, and the players that are connected to that at various levels.
To put a hedge of protection around him and to give him the help that he needs to root out these evil characters and this evil that has just wrapped itself around our Western civilization.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks for your call, Rick. I appreciate it. And, mentioning folks by name, definitely not a bad idea. William John Bennett. In conjunction with the CNP, what do I think of Dennis Prager? Well, he runs with folks like that. That should be all there. needs to be said about it. We'll be right back.
To have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fiction?
Segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. And more just briefly on Bill Bennett, William John Bennett, again in the context of the Council for National Policy. See, we hear that the Council for National Policy is a virtuous organization that's trying to advance Christian conservative values in America. But, you know, there are the issues that Rick mentioned, but just from Wikipedia, even as whitewashed and pedestrian as Wikipedia is, speaking of William Bennett, a member of the Kappa Alpha Society, earned a PhD from UT and a Juris Doctor from Harvard, a Reagan-era conservative, some would call him, and that I think is a disingenuous term, but I digress. So attended he from the Wikipedia entry in 1981, Reagan appointed him to chair the National Endowment for Humanities, where he served until Reagan appointed him Secretary of Education in 1985. Again, that's telling. Reagan originally nominated Mel Bradford to the position, but due to Bradford's pro-Confederate views, Benno was appointed in his place. This event was later marked as the watershed in the divergence between paleoconservatives, who backed Bradford, and neoconservatives led by Irving Kristol, who supported Bennett. It was in 1986 that Bennett switched from Democratic to Republican Party. Bennett resigned from this post in 1988 and was later appointed the post of director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy by Bush II. Bennett is a member of the National Security Advisory Council of the Center for Security Policy. I'll let the listeners investigate there. Distinguished Fellow of Cultural Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Again, kind of a neocon organization. Yes, I make reference to some of the, you know, like R.J. Pistrito's piece from 2007 about the administrative state and others that are very informative. Nonetheless, it is what it is. Claremont Institute Fellow, Senior Advisor to Project Lead the Way, the nation's leading providers of training and curriculum for STEM education in American schools, on the advisory board of Udacity for Rigorous Learning, and director for Bossify and WebTab. He's also a chief education advisor to Beanstalk Innovation, an international education company. So the point of those citations there at the end is that clearly he is, those are all, that's hardcore technocrat agenda stuff. And so, again, the point is there are these Pied Pipers that are drawing folks into the same ecumenical Babylonian mystery religion fold. But the coup de grace under political viewpoints on his Wikipedia entry is that Bennett is a member of the Project for a New American Century, and that should tell you all you need to know. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.